Is Mr. Douglas there?
Mr. Mrs. Mr. Douglas?
Yes.
Okay, just a minute.
Yeah.
Hop, power 92 with the Chucker. Right now, a little sports feature for all the sports fans. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the Playhouse does it. We have the disputed heavyweight champion, Mr. James Buster Douglas. Welcome to the Playhouse.
Well, you want me to tell you something? The man just got his butt whooped, that's all. Tyson did not fight. Tyson got beat. It was devastating.
What went through your mind? At one point... when you hit the canvas...
That's right, because you see, what happened... Well, one thing got him, gave him a chance to get his second win. But one of his legs was shorter than the other. I'm an old man. I'm 68 years old.
You're 68 years old?
Yeah.
And you just took out Tyson. It's unbelievable.
Well, listen, let me tell you something else. Now, you can tell them I said it. You can write it. Don King is a hoodlum. Okay?
Can we quote you on that, Mr. Douglas?
Yeah, he's a hoodlum. He might have went out there and got $20 million or $30 million and took it out there and give it to his gang and said, spread this around. And he could have turned around and give that boy something and laugh at him for getting beat. The man's a hoodlum.
So the big question on everybody's mind, Buster, what about the rematch?
The rematch? I told you, Don King went out there and made him some money with all the money he got.
Let me get this straight. Are you saying the fight was fixed?
I'm not saying it was, but it could have been. But Tyson didn't have to know it. Tyson did not have to know it.
The fight was fixed according to James Buster Douglas.
How old a man are you?
I'd rather not divulge that at this
point. Are you over 50 years old?
I'd rather not...
Well, I told you how old I was.
Come again.
Listen, I go back to... Marcel Sudan, Sugar Ray Leonard, Billy Graham.
Billy who?
Billy Graham.
I wasn't aware Billy Graham ever was a fighter.
You give the white boy some money. He had no business in the ring.
We can't thank you enough for the time.
You know something else I brag about? I'm an uneducated man. I never been to school. I only finished the first grade.
Well, I think it's great that a gentleman from your stature can rise and take on the champion.
You shouldn't have to call nobody. You saw the fight, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, you don't need to ask nobody. He got his butt whooped. What they said Mike Tyson stand on the wall, Mike Tyson had a great fall. And all the king horses and all the king men will never put Mike Tyson back together again. You see, I used to play in the 40s. I used to play stickball on 131st Street, okay? But if I went to the dance that night and drink up my liquor...
Well, once again, I think you're setting a wonderful example for all the kids in the Playhouse, but...
But you want to tell you what? But you see, let me tell you something.
Mr. Douglas, we can't thank you enough, I think...
I went into the Army. Let me tell you something else. You see...
Well, listen, we can't thank you enough for the time, Buster.
Well, I tell you what. Everybody know the man's a hoodlum. Mike Tyson is not that bad of a fighter. I believe he's sold down the drain, if you want to know the truth.
Once again, we get back to the revelations that we broke here on Power 92 Sports Talk, that the fight was fixed according to James Buster Douglas, the heavyweight champion of the world.
I don't know why you got your information from. Go back to David and Goliath. You don't know that story, do you?
That was the fight in 23, David and Goliath at the Garden.
Boy, you may tell you something. I don't know where you come. You need to go get your books, boy, because you're way off base. But, you know, like I said, I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Champ, we can't thank you enough for the time. As I said, this has been opening a lot of doors for me and our brand new sports corner here in the Playhouse. Listen.
Well, you know what you should do? You need to get your act together, because you're way off base.
Champ, we can't thank you enough. We'll be looking, for that, looking for that rematch.
Yeah, Carmine
Basilio.
Hopefully
you can help me out on those ringside seats.
Yeah, but you go back and do your way. Carmine Basilio beat the dog shit out of
you.
He beat Sugar Ray.
We'd love to have you here.
He beat Sugar Ray and got away with it.
Once again, bringing you the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
All right, so listen, you better go get you.
You
go back and get you a book,
Mr. Douglas. I think
give me a call sometime.
I'll definitely call you back, sir.
Okay, dude, I'll be here.
You've been a revelation to the sports corner here.
Yeah, okay.
The world heavyweight champion, undisputed of the world.
He got his butt whooped. That's all.
James Buster Douglas.
Huh?
At Power 92.